Our history books tell us the South had many slaveholding plantations in the years leading up to the Civil War, so it may be a little surprising to find such an operation here. As the only farmstead of its size in the area, and its unique story, is this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Join Top Producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
Bell Grove Plantation was built in the late 1790s. As Eric Campbell explains, it is a large farm that seems a bit out of place.
The Shenandoah Valley was different from the rest of Virginia. When you think of the Deep South or the South before the Civil War as an example, you think of large plantations with hundreds of slaves growing a single cash crop, normally cotton. In the Deep South here in Virginia would be tobacco, but the Valley's different. Bell Grove is the exception to the rule of the Valley.
Almost all of the farms in the Shenandoah Valley were under 200 acres and operated by one family.
Isaac Hite Jr., who built the house and really created this 7,000-acre plantation here on the northern end of the Shenandoah Valley, had done something far different from his neighbors.
So why did Bell Grove Plantation sprout here?
He was an incredible businessman, and he could diversify. He grew not only the main cash crop for profit in the valley, which is wheat, not tobacco like the rest of Virginia. Wheat was the cash crop in the valley, but also he had numerous other businesses.
Those businesses included distilleries, grist and sawmills, livestock, and much more.
Using those various business interests, he was able to take what was originally given to him by his father, a 450-acre plot of land, and he built it over his lifetime into a 7,500-acre plantation.
The Rare Valley Plantation thrived for several decades, producing crops, meat, and other materials and supplies until the Civil War brought vast changes. Today, it is part of the Cedar Creek and Bell Grove National Historical Park. Traveling the countryside in Middletown, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.